When did I become so class conscious? How did I grow into that obnoxious girl that categorizes people based on where they live, what they wear, and how they talk? Their dialects, education, and possessions determine their location on my social stratification model. I'm not materialistic by any means. I just believe that social class reflects on a person's general disposition in life. Occupation, education, qualifications, income, grooming, manners, cultural refinement, taboos, and language, and diction. I fully realize that over the years I have evolved from a common middle-class girl into a distinguished lower-upper-class lady. In 1949, William Lloyd Garner set an early example of a stratum class model. Upper-upper class is what we call today old money, and those are people who have been born into and raised with wealth. And then you have lower-upper class, and that is equivalent to new money. And those are people who, like me, have become rich within their own lifetimes and due to their own work. Then you have the upper middle class, and that is like my family, professionals with a college education. But other members of my family belong to the lower middle class, who are low paid, white collars, but not manual laborers. Today, I believe it is only fair to mingle with or marry from my current social class. Okay, let me start from the start. It hit me for the first time when I met Lisa in her office back in June 2001. She was leaving Egypt and I was her successor. I still remember how my eyes wandered around and literally fell in love with everything Lisa had in her office. The glass bowl and goldfish, the scented candles, the tall vase and bamboo shoots, the lace curtains, the Christmas cards on the shelves, the pink and orange pens on her desk, and his picture. A picture of a dark Egyptian man on Lisa's desk. "Smail, my husband," Lisa said, and I did not know what to say. He obviously looked like an impoverished, undereducated, working-class Egyptian. As though Lisa could read my mind, she openly admitted that he was poor, that his English was even poorer, and that his family was among the poorest, and that she knew that I would never consider talking to him, let alone getting married to him. I was shocked and perplexed. I struggled for the right words, but nothing came out. Later on that day, Lisa told me that her mother thought she was out of her mind when she decided to get married to Ismail, a black Arab waiter who could not speak English. But she had never met a man who made her feel so special and so precious. She did not need him to talk to her in English when everything she needed to know was written in his eyes. I told her that they were different, socially and culturally different. She replied with confidence that we were all different, and that if I was looking for a man who is a clone of me, then I would look for an eternity in vain. I told her that she was smart, pretty, successful, well-educated, well-traveled, and well-positioned in her career. She could have had any man she wanted. Lisa's smile grew wider, and she told me that she did get the man that she wanted. She told me that people from the same country might share the same cultural outlines. But when looking deeper, one would find various subcultures, norms, values, and beliefs. Lisa told me that she loved his family. They had a small house, yet they insisted that she spent a few days with them. They had little food, yet they shared it with her. They did not speak her language, yet they made her feel very welcomed and important with what went beyond words. "Why do you insist on turning human beings into dogs who have to wear collars and labels to identify them?" Lisa's words still resonate in my head, and I still have no answer.
of change. I can hear those words you said to me. Oh, you can travel many miles away, or you can choose to stay. One thing that will always be the same is a place where my heart where you gonna find me now? Where you gonna find me now? I'm gonna be down here now at the real one, sitting on down here now. I wanna be down here the real ones, sit on down here now. Oh. This world will be a better place, 'cause you were there with me at certain times when all the things I could see were contradicting all. The lambs are far and now I'll never be alone on this path, 'cause the bridges are strong, there's a light in the dark. And where you gonna find me? Where you gonna find me now? I'm gonna be down here now with the real one, sitting on down here now. I wanna be down here now with the real ones. Sit on down here now. Now I'm gonna be down here now with the real ones. Sitting on down here now. Sit on.